Hello, and welcome back to the Curious Kid Podcast. Just 3 episodes remain in our first season. Don't forget that we have a trivia contest planned for episode 26 that will be released on March 31st.
We have 3 swag bags to give out to the contest winners.
All the winners are going to win an awesome prize. Tell them about it.
You will get a tote bag, a cup, and a t-shirt.
All 3 winners will get those 3 things, but 1 winner will get an additional gift.
1 winner will also get a $25 Barnes & Noble gift card.
To commemorate our first 25 episodes, we are going to be giving away a $25 Barnes & Noble gift card in one of the swag bags. Next week, we are going to post pictures and videos of the swag bag on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So if you aren't already following us, please do. We have one more matter to get to before we get to this week's topic.
Mailbag!
Mailbag! This week's mail comes from Ingrid and her daughter Mabel from Greensboro, North Carolina. Ingrid reached out to us on Instagram to say this. I recently introduced Mabel to podcasts, kid-specific ones like Circle Round Podcast, Curious Kid Podcast, and Ear Snacks. And besides the fact that she calls them codcasts,
like the fish,
I love that they keep her entertained while simultaneously engaging her imagination. So after we replied to thank her for listening, she continued to say, thanks for making the show. It's honestly her favorite. I had to introduce other podcasts because we binge listens to all of the episodes available in a matter of a few days. And then she wanted to re-listen to every one. And this was weeks ago. I keep asking her if she has a suggestion for a podcast topic and she hasn't come up with anything yet, but I'll email you guys if she does.
Thank you, Mabel. When you get a topic, please email us.
Absolutely. And thanks for even putting us in the conversation with other great kid podcasts like Circle Round and Ear Snacks. They are quality podcasts that you should also check out if you enjoy our show. Okay, Olivia, tell everyone what we are getting curious about this week.
This week we're getting curious about daylight saving time.
Yes, daylight saving time. When doing research for this episode, I learned something very quickly. I learned that it's not called daylight savings time, as I always thought it was. It's daylight saving time. Everyone seems to think it's daylight savings time, so you probably won't get corrected if you say it wrong.
The question of the week is, which 2 states do not do daylight saving time?
To understand daylight saving time, let's first make sure we understand a regular day.
Each day has 24 hours in it.
Right. It takes 24 hours to go from midnight one night to midnight the next night. That doesn't change all year, regardless of whether it's the summer and the sun is out a lot, or if it's the winter and it gets dark early.
There are 2 days in the year that are not 24 hours in the day.
In the United States, those days are always the second Sunday in March and the first Sunday in November.
Hello, today's the second Sunday in March.
It is. So if you live in an area that observes daylight saving time, today is going to be a 23-hour day. Of course, this only applies if you are listening to this episode on release day, Sunday, March 10th.
Does that mean we lost an hour of sleep last night?
It does. At 2 a.m., the clock skipped an hour and went straight to 3 a.m.
And the opposite will happen in November.
Exactly. In November, we will turn the clock back from 2 a.m. to 1 a.m. in the middle of the night. This year, it will be November 3rd.
That day is going to be a 25-hour day and an extra hour of sleep.
True, but we should probably think of it as an hour less or more in the day, instead of an hour less or more of sleep.
Yeah, because you won't get extra sleep if you have small kids.
Bingo! So why do we do this? It's a chore to change all the clocks in the house twice a year. Benjamin Franklin jokingly suggested daylight saving time all the way back in 1784, and nothing came of it.
So why are we doing this silly thing?
Well, we didn't start this. Germany was the first country to use daylight saving time in 1916, during World War I, to conserve fuel. And soon, the rest of Europe was doing it. The United States did it for the first time 101 years ago in 1918. After the war ended, the United States stopped observing daylight saving time because it was unpopular.
Then why did it come back?
It came back during World War II, but once again, it was dropped after World War II ended in 1945. This time, however, a bunch of states decided to keep on using daylight saving time.
Wouldn't this be confusing? Some states are doing it and some states are not.
It was very confusing, especially when it came to travel. There were big issues with train schedules between areas using and not using daylight saving time. The Department of Transportation pushed for more consistency, so the Uniform Time Act was passed in 1966, and starting in 1967, daylight saving time was observed from late April until late October.
So why isn't that March to November?
Well, there are two reasons. The first is that people thought, just as Benjamin Franklin had joked, that there would be an energy savings because people would not need to use as much electricity at home and at the workplace.
Is it true, though?
No, it really isn't. A bunch of studies have been done to see if there is really an energy savings with daylight saving time. And those studies are conflicting and don't show the benefit of daylight saving time at all.
And why does it last until November?
Because of candy.
What? Because candy? What do you mean, because candy?
Well, the candy companies put pressure on Congress to move the end of daylight saving time from October to November so people could spend more time trick-or-treating in the daylight on Halloween Day.
You can't be serious.
Oh, I'm totally serious. This went on for a while until Congress finally accepted the extension, and starting in 2007, daylight saving time ends in November. Which brings me to another point. People are encouraged to check their smoke detectors and carbon monoxide detectors every 6 months, and a lot of people do it when daylight saving time starts and ends because it's a good twice-a-year reminder.
But that doesn't make a lot of sense.
You're absolutely right. And why is that?
Because daylight saving time lasts 8 months.
Right. Because of all of the extensions, daylight saving time, which once lasted for only 6 months, now goes on for 8 months. It's better to use different smoke and carbon monoxide detector reminders, like New Year's and the 4th of July, for example, which are holidays that are actually separated by 6 months. Okay, let's get to the question of the week. Which states don't observe daylight saving time?
Arizona and Hawaii.
You got it. Entire states are still able to opt out of daylight saving time, but only two states do, Arizona and Hawaii. That's a wrap for this episode. Curious about daylight saving time?
Goodbye. Thank you for listening to this week's podcast.
Great job, Olivia. For many of us, today will only be 23 hours long, so let's make sure we squeeze 24 hours worth of fun into it. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.